An estimated 180 million TikTok users in the US had been waiting anxiously for the fate of the app to be determined. It had been banned by a 2024 law signed by then-President Joe Biden that came into effect in January 2025. The law bans social media apps linked to foreign governments like China from being available in U.S. app stores.
We can preserve TikTok.
But on taking office, President Trump signed a series of executive orders providing for a delay in enforcing the law to allow time for U.S. investors to negotiate a deal with a Chinese parent company. President Trump acknowledged that users of the TikTok app had played a significant role in his election victory.
Essentially, with TikTok, I have the right to either sell it or close it.
And Vice President J.D. Vance also played a role in pushing for a deal.
Of course, we're going to keep on working at it, but this deal really does mean that Americans can use TikTok, but actually use it with more confidence than they had in the past, because their data is going to be secure and it's not going to be used as a propaganda weapon against our fellow citizens.
Full details of the deal are still to be revealed. The parent company, ByteDance, will still control a fifth of TikTok equity, but it will be joined by U.S. tech company Oracle, a private equity firm, Silver Lake, and the Emirati-backed investment firm MGX. Oracle is owned by Trump supporter Larry Ellison, who had previously accused the platform of being pro-Palestinian. Oracle will manage TikTok's data security, algorithm, and cloud computing, essentially moving control into U.S. hands.